It was a vice presidential face-off. Current Vice President Joe Biden sparred publicly yesterday with his predecessor, Dick Cheney. The dispute was over how and where terrorism detainees should be tried. The Obama administration wants to try some of the men in military commissions and others in civilian court. And as NPR's Ari Shapiro reports, that stance has made it difficult for the White House to give a full-throated defense of either system.
There are national security experts who argue that every high-value detainee should be tried as an enemy combatant in a military commission. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina is among them.
There's nothing wrong with a federal court. It's just not the right venue for these particular detainees because they're enemy combatants engaged in acts of war.
Other experts argue that the Obama administration should forget about military commissions for Guantanamo detainees. Jamil Jaffer is with the ACLU.
Terrorism is obviously a grave crime, but it's still a crime. The civilian courts have presided over literally hundreds of terrorism prosecutions over the last decade.
The Obama administration wants to use both models.
A military tribunal is available. It is the less preferable way to go. But one way or another, he will be held accountable.
That was Vice President Joe Biden speaking on NBC's Meet the Press yesterday about the trial of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Trying to have it both ways has put the White House in an awkward position, says retired Air Force lawyer Scott Silliman. He directs the Center for Law, Ethics, and National Security at Duke.
When the Attorney General made the decision last November that we would use both trial in the federal district courts and military commissions, that decision pleased no one.
Silliman says prosecutors at the Justice Department and some congressional Democrats firmly believe in criminal trials. Military prosecutors and Republicans tend to support military commissions.
So each side believe that their respective forum should be used for all of them. When you split the baby, no one was happy.
One man with a firsthand appreciation of this struggle is Morris Davis, the former chief prosecutor at Guantanamo Bay. He was very critical of the Bush administration's rules for military commissions.
I think it's dangerous trying to play both sides of the fence. If they need to pick a course and treat this as a law enforcement matter or war, but trying to play it both ways is confusing all around.
The Bush administration also used both systems. They had mixed success, as Vice President Biden pointed out yesterday.
Under the Bush administration, there were three trials in military courts. Two of those people are now walking the streets. They are free.
That's partly because the military commissions changed dramatically over 8 years. There were lawsuits, and Congress became involved. Last year, President Obama asked Congress to step in once more to update the rules for military trials, giving detainees more rights. Patrick Rowan led the Justice Department's National Security Division at the end of President Bush's second term.
I think the likelihood that trials would move forward more efficiently is much greater than it was years ago when the system didn't really have congressional backing.
Still, Rowan is ambivalent. He says terrorist masterminds may theoretically belong in military trials, but military commissions are a relatively new system. Federal courts have been around for more than 200 years.
So if you take away some of the questions about what court these people belong in and you simply focus on where are we most likely to get an efficient and fair resolution in a reasonable period of time, I understand why the federal courts are so attractive to the Attorney General.
As President Obama said in a speech last May, these are some of the most complicated questions that a democracy can face. His administration is still struggling with the answers. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR.